Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God." And now, here's today's message.
When we are comforted, the pressures and the stress of life are taken off and relieved. When we comfort others, we unshackle them from the cares and the anxieties of this world. When you comfort somebody else, you unshackle them from the anxiety, from the care, the worry, even the fear of the future. So, when you bring comfort to somebody, how many of you ever been comforted? Didn't it take the pressure off? It's like a pressure relief. Where you didn't know what you was going to do and you just worried. And I mean, just, I don't know how we're going to make it. I don't know how we're going to face another day. You know, you feel like you've come to your wit's end. You don't know what to do and you're confused. And then when that comfort comes in, when somebody, even the Lord himself, when he speak a word of comfort to you, or he sends somebody to comfort you, it relieves the pressure. And it gives you a calm on the inside. I'm going to be all right. All is well with my soul. The Lord is going to take care of me because I trust in him. Amen. He's here. The comforter is here. Doing what he does, comforts. This is just one manifestation of his presence, is that we receive comfort on the inside, that we're going to be all right. Amen. Praise God. Now turn to Lamentations chapter 3. Now, the first part of Lamentations ain't good at all of that chapter. This fella got nothing but trouble. He thank God done turned on him. He thank God is his worst enemy. Just read it. Oh, he talked about how the Lord done oppressed him and beat him down. And oh, I'm going to tell you. I started reading the first part. I said, oh, Lord. This fella blaming you for every trouble he got. He's blaming you for every bad situation and circumstance in his life. He done blamed God for it. But I thank God for verse number 21. Amen. 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 He said, "This I call to mind, therefore I have hope." He said, in the midst of my trouble, in the midst of all the distress and the heartache and the grief and the pain, he said, I remind myself of this one thing, and this gives me hope. See, I have hope because I remember something about God. And he talked about God real bad here, but now he said, but I remember something about God. And he, you see, them first few verses, that is wrong thinking. If you ever think God is out to get you, you in bad shape. Because if he out to get you, can't nobody help you. I mean, just think about it. If God gonna get you, who you gonna have to help you? Baby, if God out to get you, you just got. So I refuse to believe that God's out to get me. I believe God has a good plan for my life. No matter what comes or goes, I'm still gonna believe in the mercy and the grace and the goodness of the and the loving kindness of God. Yes. That God has a good plan. Yes. Yes. He has a good plan. Yes. He said, "This I recall to my mind. Therefore I have hope." What is it that he remembered about God that gave him strength, that gave him a positive expectation of good things happening in his future? That's what hope is. It is a positive expectation of good things happening to you. No matter what happened, no matter what going on in your life, you can still have hope that God still has a good plan for my life. What did he remember? He said, it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore I will hope in him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeks him. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. It is good for a man that he bear the yoke in his youth. In other words, that last script says, it is good for a man that he give his life to God at an early age. That you don't delay in giving your life to God. So this scripture gives me hope that God's compassion don't fail. So did God fail us? No, he hadn't failed us. No, he never fails. Amen. God knows things that we don't know. The Bible says the secret things belong to the Lord, but the things that are revealed to the children of men. Amen. But I'm not going to focus on what I don't know. I'm going to focus on what I do know. And I do know that God is faithful. I do know what Lamentation says, that his mercies are new every morning. I do know that I haven't been consumed. I haven't been destroyed, because his compassions don't fail. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I give God the glory for that. Amen. God is faithful. Now let me tell you what God is faithful to do. This scripture says that great is thy faithfulness. He remembered that God was faithful. Faithful to what? Faithful to his word. Faithful to do what he said he's going to do. God is faithful to make all things work together for our good. God is faithful to comfort us when we're going through severe trials of faith. God is faithful to always be merciful, kind, and compassionate toward us. Nothing can separate us from the love of God that's in Christ Jesus. I'll never be separated from God's love. I can count on that. I can depend on that. God is faithful to supply the grace we need to keep moving forward. I can depend on God to do that. He's going to do that. He's faithful to do that. God is faithful to never leave us nor forsake us. God is faithful. We have the promise of his presence, his power, his protection, and his provision. God is faithful. Amen. We are more than conquerors because of the faithfulness of God. It's because of what he did for us. We can give thanks in all things because God is faithful. We need to remind ourselves this morning that God is the one who comforts us, and he's faithful to do it. We can give thanks and rejoice and be joyful in our God because he is faithful. Amen. I thank God that he's faithful this morning. And listen to this. We can say no to Satan's condemnation, to his doubt, to his fear, to his confusion, because God is always faithful to supply everything we need. I don't have to succumb to anything that Satan is doing. I don't have to yield to anything he's doing. I don't have to yield to sin. I don't have to yield to fear. I don't have to yield to doubt. I don't have to yield to unbelief. I'm going to tell you, I'm only going to yield to God. Amen. 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 And ask God to fill me with all his glory. Ask God to fill me with his spirit. I'm asking God to fill you with his spirit, to fill you with all his fullness, a full measure of joy, a full measure of peace, a full measure of strength today, to be filled with the glory of God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. And so we receive the comfort of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says Jesus Christ and God our Father loves us and has given us everlasting comfort and good hope through grace. And he is the one who comforts our heart and establishes us in every good word and work. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let's all say this together. Heavenly Father, I thank you today that you are faithful to supply all my need. You're the God of all comfort who comforts me in all my trouble, in all my grief. I can depend on you to encourage me, to strengthen me, to help me. Lord, I thank you today for your presence, that you didn't leave me as an orphan. You didn't leave us comfortless. We have the mighty comforter with us this morning. Thank you today, Lord, for the comfort and the joy and the peace that comes from trusting in you and serving you with our whole heart. Father, I love you. I love Jesus. I love the Holy Ghost. And I love your children, Lord. We love each other. And we will draw strength and encouragement from each other with the same comfort that you minister to us. We will be faithful to minister the same courage, the same strength, the same power, the same goodness that you have ministered to us. In Jesus' name. Father, we thank you today for the will of God coming forth in our lives. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Go ahead and thank God for his comfort right now. Go ahead and receive his comfort. Receive joy. Receive whatever you need.
You've been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 or 10:30 a.m. and on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship service. We're located at 4701 Lee Street, just two blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you. Hello, I'm Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I'd like to tell you about my book titled, Jesus Did It For You. I'm excited about this book because it focuses on the cross of Jesus Christ and what he did for us. Everything Jesus did, he did for our benefit. So many have only a limited knowledge of what belongs to them because of the price Jesus paid for our redemption. He became sin so we could be made righteous. He became poor so we could be made rich. He was beaten so we could be healed and walk in health. He carried our sorrows so we could have fullness of joy. This is just a glimpse of what you'll find in Jesus Did It For You. I also share what's included in your heavenly benefits package and give practical insight on how to receive, apply, and enjoy the inheritance God has freely given you. You can receive your copy of Jesus Did It For You for only $11.95 at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com,